It's time now for the Prescott Palette with your host, Barry Barb. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Finding and Making the Good is a group of community members recognizing and celebrating people doing good for others in our community. Share your stories of people doing good deeds through their website, findingandmakingthegood.com, and they'll randomly select up to three each month to be recognized. Visit findingandmakingthegood.com to nominate and contribute today, and like them on Facebook to learn more about your neighbors who are making the good in Prescott. Proud to be part of the Gatto Community Gives program. Like them on Facebook and visit their website, findingandmakingthegood.com. Sponsored by El Gato Azul.
All you need to move ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
Here's a shout out to my good friend Rukini and her crew of Allen's Flowers and More, where they've been creating beauty and delivering happiness since 1914. Located at 1095 East Gurley Street in Prescott, Allen's is your one-stop shop for all your floral and gift needs for any occasion. Weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, or to send a pick-you-up bouquet. Allen's features a wide selection of unique gifts, cards, truffles, as well as convenience of a drive-through pickup window and flower happy hour. Allen's Flowers and More, 1095 East Gurley, 445-5131, or on the web at allensflowers.com. Welcome to the Prescott Palette, where we're going behind the scenes of Prescott's culinary, visual, and performing arts, and everything in between. My guest today is, you know, I don't get to say this very often anymore, it seems like, you're like a legitimate Prescottonian.
A Prescottonian, June 1st, 1965, right
1965.
Here. Right here on Willow Creek Road.
That puts you about 2 years ahead of me, by the way.
Is that right? Am I a little older?
Not a little older.
That's crazy.
I know. You look so much better, too.
Look older, but it's okay.
Well, thanks.
Hey, no worry. Good way to start.
A face for radio, right?
Taco Tuesday morning.
There you go.
Nice.
My guest is Patrick Kirkendall. What did I say wrong?
No, you didn't say
anything. Oh, good. Okay. I was getting nervous. Whenever I say somebody's name, no matter whether I say it right or wrong, I'm like going, did I say that right? Did I get that right? Anyways.
You know I'm tone deaf to the last name. It's pronounced so many different ways. We just accept it.
So you grew up, you were born in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into your new project.
Okay.
What was it like growing up in Prescott during that period? Because you went through the whole PUSD
sure.
program.
Well, I've had a residency or lived at Antelope Hills since the day I was born.
Really?
You know, we started out on Walking Diamond, moved to Yolo. The folks moved up to... they're up in Prescott Resort, and then I've been on Hole in One Drive for 22 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So what was it like, you know, Prescott High School? Because you graduated in 83?
All the schools. You know, I went to three schools, Washington, okay. Granite Mountain, and Prescott High School. And, you know, everybody kind of knew each other. You know, it was kind of a, you know, small town feeling, which it still kind of is. But everybody knew each other. Everybody had respect for each other. You know, the families knew each other. Everybody worked together, you know, and that's what made Prescott what it is today. And, you know, there's still a lot of us still around. We've lost some over the years. But, you know, Prescott still has a thriving monopoly of those that have made it what it is today and have been here for a long time.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. But you are involved now. Are you with the VA? Is that correct?
No, I'm with the state of Arizona.
Oh, state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Why was I thinking it was the VA?
I don't know. But no, I came back to Arizona after working with Department of Defense. And what I did was sold our hotel in 2009 when father became mayor, just so there would be no conflicts or anything. And it was time to get out of the business and went to California with Department of Defense until 2016. And then when Pops and Tana both got diagnosed with cancer, came home, jumped on with the state. Was doing veteran stuff, was a state veterans manager under Governor Ducey for about 5 years. And then with the new governor coming in and changes were good, I just went to workforce. So I do workforce for Yavapai County for the state of Arizona.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought you were the VA. I don't know how I missed that. Mm-hmm. I guess because you're so involved with the veterans programs. I see your name a lot in those.
Well, we do a lot, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, veterans, 18% of our populations is veterans. So, you know, most likely you're going to talk to at least two or three veterans every day in something you're doing.
Now, is that percentage higher for Yavapai County? Because I think it would be, or is that 18?
I think it is, but I think statewide we're growing too. You know, a lot of veterans coming over from California, Washington, down out of the panhandle. You know, a lot of veterans moving here because, A, we have a really good veterans hospital. I mean, Dr. Samples, Steve, has done a great job of getting the hospital up to a top tier. You know, there's so many veterans, you know, but we're also a big mecca for law enforcement. And thank God, you know, the retired first responders are in our town, because I think, you know, the retired first responders help keep our community safe, too.
And you are also really involved in the community beyond the veterans area, as far as your family and yourself, philanthropic, community-minded. Are you not also involved in the 100 Men Who Care?
100 Men Who Care. And thank you, Barry, for all your generous donations for Brad Newman and the other events. But, you know, the day Ron called and said, hey, would you like to jump in on the 100 Men Who Care? Probably one of the greatest days of my life, because, you know, Ron is so sincere. Everybody on that committee, they're not in it for glory. They're in it because they want to help the community.
And we're talking about Ron Fain, correct?
Ron Fain, right. But the whole group, Scott Dandos, Grant Casada, Jace, Josh, Carruthers, you know, everybody is just first class on that. And when we get into the meetings, it's how can we help others? And, you know, it's just amazing.
So for people that do not know, tell us a little bit about what 100 Men Who Care program is. What
sure.
is exactly?
100 Men is a group of men that get together, and we invite, you know, the regulars, and then also anybody in the community, just bring $100. And we pick three charities every quarter. And at the end of the day, the money's going to go to those charities.
Okay. And how long have you been in, when did that start? It's been 3-4 years now?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years.
About 3 years?
It's been great.
And how many guys you actively have involved in that?
I think we have 7 on the board right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then how many members, how many get to your meetings when you
Anywhere
do your quarterly?
From 93 to 125.
Great.
And Ron's got some new ideas coming up, some of his goals, and you know, I think we shoot for the moon and let's make it happen.
I think it's a great program. I commend you guys.
It's phenomenal. Well, you know, it cuts out the middle person, and nothing wrong with other charities, because we support all the charities, but it's great that an organization can come in, or three organizations come in, they talk about, they sell their product, or they sell their agency or the organization, and at the end of the night, you know, each of them walk away with some money, cash money right on the spot that they can start using the next day, and it doesn't have to go through a tax program because we're not a 501c3.
Right.
It's usable as soon as it's over.
And it is literally the best way to do it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like I said, cutting out the middleman, instant gratification on the part of the donor.
Sure.
And the recipient, and they can take that money immediately and put it to good use.
Well, 100 Women Who Care, same
exactly.
process, same type of organization, and they're doing God's work, you know, all over the community too. On the women's side.
Well, congratulations. If I want to get involved in that program, how would I find out about that, or how would I contact you?
Just go to 100menwhocareyc.com, and you'll have the calendar. You'll know, learn all about it, and it's just awesome. Just Google it.
Now, is this a national program, or is it local?
I think there is a national program that does it, but this is, you know, we're kind of on our own.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we kind of put YC at the end and stuff like that to keep it local, because the money does stay local.
And one of the things you mentioned was you had an event last fall for Brad Newman.
Last summer.
Last summer. Now, do you have an update on Brad? Because people are listening. Have you heard
much? I heard, you know, and I haven't had a chance to see him. We need to see him.
Right.
But out there on Williamson Valley, living in a therapy location where he can get the great therapy, great care that he needs. And I hear he's doing wonderful. They have Brad sightings. He was at the bank the other day. When Brad's out, somebody's going to see him. And tonight is the Seniors Network up at the Rolly P. Simmons Center up there, another one of the Senior Network events. But the last one they had, they recognized
Brad. I thought that
Brad.
Was it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
Well, we're sending our best to Brad if you're listening and you know, want to see you back as soon as possible. We appreciate everything you've done. And it's great hearing that he's on the road back.
You know, that's amazing.
He's a fighter.
What he's went through.
Oh, amazing.
And you talk about good old boy Prescott.
Well, talk about good
Not
old boy.
As good as they get.
That's our transition in this. So I was flipping through Facebook the other day. And you came across your announcement, or what I call it, of this program you do. I love this. Because here's, like you said, when you first walked in the door before you went on air, there is sometimes a negative connotation that comes along with the good old boy network, so to speak. And I think that what you're doing with this is really bringing the story of the men and women that were the mover and shakers of this community that really developed and brought it to where we are today. Is that correct?
Sure. And you know that you're exactly right. You know, you read the blogs, the neighborhood blogs. Well, the good old boys are taking over the town, and it's like, well, the good old boys are the town. You know, that's
right.
Whole thing is that, you know, and I was thinking on the way here, you know, Antelope Hills Golf Course, live there forever. Well, a good old boy donated that land so that we have a golf course. You know, there's the Weinhart Ranch is half of it, the South Course. And the Barhart Ranch is the north course.
Okay.
And somebody donated, a rancher donated that land that we can play golf on. I remember back, Earl Mayer was with Arizona Public Service, good friend of father's, and they served on city council together. But I remember him telling the stories of Antelope Hills when he would bring the auger home from Arizona Public Service in the evenings and dig holes and plant the trees. That's how this stuff got done. You know, and then I was thinking even more because I'm a thinker. You know, back when Dad was mayor.
Now, who was your dad, for those who may not know?
Marlon Kirkendall. He came in 59, was in the oil business, started a lot of businesses here, served on council a couple terms, and then was the mayor from 2009 to 16.
He was a three-term mayor, correct?
Three-term mayor, okay. Along with Rowley and Dayton and so many
Dayton,
good ones.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We miss Dayton.
Yeah.
but you know, that's the whole thing. When he was mayor, there's no money. You know, there wasn't money for land purchases. You know, we were going through 2008. We went through the recession. There was no money for police, fire, but they survived. And now there's money. And, you know, it's just interesting. It's interesting how people have stayed in this community and been able to produce and survive. And you, in the restaurant business, right. You've seen good times, bad times. But, you know, it's the good old boys that got the people that want to move here. They came and saw that they love Prescott. And now they've moved here, and we welcome everybody, but the good old boys are what made it. And, you know, I was telling you earlier, I got four pages right now of good old boys that, you know, we want to recognize.
So let's explain this project that you're working on, because it reminds me of a story of a program once upon. I don't know if it still goes on. A good friend of mine, Mary McCord, was involved with a group that was documenting veteran stories.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go and videotape, hear the story, and then that went to the Library of Congress, I believe. And, you know, just to document historically firsthand your story of what happened. So your thing is, it's the good old boys of Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's your plan with this? What do you want to do with it?
You know what? It's
do you know yet?
There wasn't even drinking involved. I was sitting with Blair and Lizelle up there at the blinds place because I needed a new blind. And I said, you know what? I just keep hearing about the good old boys. And, you know, they started chit-chatting a little bit. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to start this little project and just recognize, and it's only on Facebook, and you know, but it's the positive. It's not politics. You know,
right.
It's bringing out the good because, you know, if I move to a location, how did we get there? Where did we come from? What is our vision? You know, that if we look at that, and every one of these good old boys had a vision. You know, everybody was a developer. You know, we all live in houses and we all go to restaurants. Well, a developer probably developed the land to put the business or put the home in. So, you know, developers and the people that have made us, Jim Lee. You know, we wouldn't be right here if Jim Lee hadn't given up some of his dirt. You know, and so just because, you know, you're a good old boy doesn't mean it's bad. The good old boys are here and they're going to be here forever. Because it goes through transition, it goes through traditions, and there's still people here that were born here that are going to carry it on. But, you know, we accept all ideas, but, you know, it's great to be able to learn the past. I just did Bill Feldmeyer.
Right.
I didn't know Bill Feldmeyer was that smart. I mean, really. I mean, you look at all his education, you know, you look at Bill sitting there, you know, eating a taco at Puginosti's. And you'd think that, man, that poor guy, you know, I hope he has enough money to get home. But, you know, but Bill is the best of the best, and he's educated. He's been a supervisor. He owned businesses. That's what Prescott's all about. And look what he's doing today. He's still giving back to the community. He has rental properties in town that he has reasonably priced to help those, you know, be able to stay in our area. And Bill's just, you know, Bill, what a class act.
Right. So how many you've done so far? You've done two?
Done two. And we're getting ready. Today, maybe we'll even pop out Butch Hampton. Digger.
So tell us about Butch Hampton.
I haven't read his bio yet.
You haven't read his bio
yet? No, I know Butch, though.
You've got to know him.
Yeah, well, Butch has just been around forever. And look what he's done for the community as a mortician. You know, and before they were in the ambulance business, and they, you know, they supported the community. But look at Butch, what he's done as a mortician in our community. You know, I'm sure there's time people can't pay. And, you know, he's helping them out. You know, I know for a fact that they fly in bodies. You know, they really help the community, and they give back. Butch is definitely a good old boy that loves the community, that has given so much back.
So, who are some of the guys on your four-page list there?
Yeah, here we go.
How many do we know?
You know, Blair. You know, Shiska, the Rummel family.
Uh-huh.
Bill Pierce, the Geilers.
Gotta have the Hicks
Nandos,
on there somewhere.
Goligowski's, the Hicks. the Barretts, Steve Pierce, John Olson, Ron James, Rex Hinshaw, Gail Gardner, the Savoinis, the Fanaris, the Williams, the Brad Newman, the Barry Barbie.
Yeah.
Jim Lee, Steve Dow, Susan Springer, the Pals, Rolly Simmons, the Lambersons, Andy Tobin, Mike Phan, Gerald McNally, Travis Bard, Butch Tracy, Bill Ogg, Dave Fisher, the Boazes, the Becks, the Raskins, Nebekers, Parabooms, Musgroves, Purvises, Van Warmer, Hill, Fernow, Bill Valley, and the list goes on.
Now, how did you come about that list? So you said the three of you.
Yeah, we just sat down the other day for about a half hour, and, you know, it's just, it's bringing it in. And I think we've missed a lot of them.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, and I don't know if we'll ever get to them. And, you know, the project's just on Facebook. I'll print them out and donate them to the Charlotte Hall Museum, you know, if we ever get done. But, you know, it's just a fun project again. And I hope the listeners and people in the community that are new want to grasp into this. You know, they're short, sweet, they're to the point. But, you know, it tells our story.
I mean,
again, Prescott is where it's at today. Everybody fell in love with it. Well, they fell in love with it because a lot of people have a lot of blood, sweat, tears, money invested in this community to make it what it is today. And we're losing them left and right.
So I'm thinking, because I remember growing up, my dad around the table, my grandfather, what was it like in your house with your dad and these other quasi movers and shakers, or whatever you want to call them, the other good old boys?
Well, Dad was never around the house because he was always working and doing projects and stuff like that. But you know, that's how we did it. You know, the kids would hang out with their father and they'd go for coffee in the morning, you know, whether it was at Susie Skyway or the Dinner Bell or someplace downtown. You'd go for coffee, you'd meet everybody, and then you'd go to work. And you know, that's what kids did is, you know, when you didn't have a school day, you went to work with your father.
Right.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
And the wages weren't real good.
Oh, no. They weren't, were they?
No, they weren't really good. But you know, that's where we get the work ethic. And if you look at Prescottonians, they have a work ethic second to none.
Now, don't you think, though, that part of our history is gone from the way that we behave and interact now as far as, you know, the guys meeting every day or once a week or whatever for coffee? Because I remember the guys used to come into a couple of my places.
Sure.
You know, and there'd be like 10, 12 of them, and you know where they all met type thing. Do you think that's gone, or does that still exist?
Or was that
just unique to that period of time?
You know, I don't think it's gone because I still think there is a group that get together in small groups. But I think it's great because, you know, you look at the retired LE folks that are here. They collaborate up at Prescott Lakes. You know, there are the veterans. They meet at the Junction Restaurant. I saw them there a week ago or a couple weeks ago Friday. They're meeting there, the Vietnam veterans. So, you know, as we progress, you know, I still think the vision and the opportunity to collaborate and fellowship is still alive and well. But again, we got to this point because of the good old boys.
Now, do you think, here's my thing, because I think a lot of the good old boys, there's personalities that were big personalities with some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking even like we mentioned Dayton earlier,
mm-hmm.
you know, Sam Steiger.
Sure, definitely.
You know, Sam, you know, your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Those bigger than life personalities, I don't see those anymore. I don't see those. Maybe it's just I'm not looking in the right places, or maybe I'm not in the right circles, or what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, it's part of growth. But also, you know, I remember in the day, you know, there was a lot of knockdown dragouts, just like what's going on in our community today. But at the end of the day, where'd everybody go? They went to Murphy's, they had a beer, they shook hands. You know, you'd see a cat fight in the city council meeting. And then all of a sudden, as soon as the city council, everyone went to Murphy's and had a beer. And, you know, next day we do it again.
That was my experience when I first came to town, was Lizards.
Lizards, sure.
Was where everybody, you go in, there's this big mix of like everyday Joe, and then city council walk in, or there'd be like doctors, lawyers, and it's like this really big mixture of people that really, to me, epitomize what Prescott was and hopefully still is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think in some ways we've become a little too careful
mm-hmm.
about maybe our behavior or how we, you know, actually speak in our mind. Do you think that's something that's gone? Do you think that's...
Well, I think it, you know, the political correctness is our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
You know, we're afraid, you know, but I think, you know, I think a voice is always good, you know, and I think, you know, challenges are good. I think, you know, growth is good. You know, there is nothing, you know, we want to have smart growth, and everybody's saying smart growth. there's been smart growth for the last 40 years. Because if there wasn't, we would be, you know, North Phoenix.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, people, you know, yeah, you're seeing some subdivision. You're seeing things go in. You're seeing airport expansion. But, you know, it's still smart growth. And, you know, people are so concerned about the water. Well, there's a lot of smart people in this town. You know, Steve Blair, 20 years knowing water. Lamerson, you know, and yeah. even before them. People, you know, people are really smart about what the resources are and how to move forward.
So where do you see Prescott in, say, 10, 15, 20 years when we talk about growth? There's some things going downtown. Mm-hmm. What I really enjoy about Prescott myself, because I live in a microcosm, so to speak. My house is 45 minutes from my restaurants. Mm-hmm. Quarter mile, not 45 minutes.
Okay.
Like literally 8-minute walk, you know, to get to El Gato.
Mm-hmm.
And my world as far as downtown, in my opinion, it hasn't really changed in 25, 26 years.
Mm-mm.
It's gotten better. Because mm-hmm. I remember Soltz was, there. You know, we've gone through the periods, recessions and, you know, boarded up buildings, stuff like that. It's really come a long way.
Sure.
But it really hasn't changed. But I see some things happening now downtown that I kind of didn't expect, you know, as far as the hotel going in where the city council was. Things. What do you see? Do you see that as a conflict or as growth takes place outside of Prescott,
mm-hmm.
i.e. Deep Wells and the other projects going on?
Well, you know, I'm under the assumption, and you know, coming from a family that's had businesses, is when you own the land, it's kind of your choice
Thank
to do
you
what you want to do with it. And, you know, I pick the color of car, you
right.
know, and people may complain about the color of car, but, you know, as a landowner, but, you know, we have rules in place. We have zoning. There's a lot of things. So that person that buys a piece of land and mm-hmm. wants to do something, there are mechanisms in place. But beating them up on social media and
right.
beating it up in the, you know, in the neighborhood blogs and stuff like that doesn't accomplish anything.
Right.
And it's great that you can go before the council. You can go before the planning and zoning and share your disbeliefs.
Right.
But if we had stopped everybody building from their land, what would we have today? You know, if we would have told the Fain family, oh, we don't want you to build anything. You know, look at what they've donated for out there. You know, look at what Jim Lee's donated. Look what, you know, Ronnie James, you know. He donated land for a hospital that will benefit North Prescott. Well, it's now in the AOR. So he may not, you know, he got land, he donated land to Dignity or Yavapai Regional, and they may not be able to build because now it's in a safety zone. So, you know, it just, there's too many armchair quarterbacks that want to make their decision or want to have an input. But if you don't like it, buy the land.
I agree with you. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think there's nothing, like you said, the smart growth has been historically something we've done. I think we still are.
Sure.
I think we're still in that path. You know, I think sometimes there's the louder voice,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't always mean it's the right voice.
Sure.
You know, and it's not the right message, so to speak.
Sure.
You know?
Well, and all those houses pay taxes, which generate taxes for our schools, for our police and fire. So if we don't grow, do we all want to raise our tax bills?
Right.
You know, and this is, and you know, that goes right back to the good old boys. You know, the good old boys used to meet and talk and, you know, supervisors, and, you know, they don't want to raise taxes. That's the last thing they want to do. So how do you generate more income? You know, but, you know, if you look back at these names, these guys are smart. And many of them are still in business today, giving back to the community, supporting the high schools, supporting the elementary schools, supporting the community, buying their cars and trucks here. You know, that's the amazing piece is, you know, and I'm not, please don't take this wrong, but you drive through Prescott and there's a lot of cars bought in Phoenix.
Right.
You know, and everybody's, well, I got a better deal in Phoenix. Well, did you shop Prescott?
Right.
You know, did you even look in Prescott?
Right.
You know, but that, you know, you buy a car here, the taxes are spent here. Now you've employed, you know, those employees, those kids are going to our schools. It makes sense. And, you know, and knowing the dealers, knowing Ted, knowing Jamal out at Finley, knowing Greg Galpin, they'll work with you.
And they're all great guys.
Yeah, they are. And they give to the community.
Right. It's kind of Carol, you know, Carol Chamberlain.
Sure.
With Arizona Community Foundation. She's no longer there. Lisa Hady is now. But her their mantra is give where you live.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing. Spend where you live. If you want your dollar to stay here and build your community and support your community, it's an easy way to do it beyond doing something from a charitable way. Just, you know, spend where you live.
That's exactly right. You know, and it's just a real easy concept and shop local. But, you know, the small businesses, just like yours, if we didn't have these small businesses, that's a big chunk of cash.
Well, and I don't think people really realize maybe how many people are employed by small businesses locally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is amazing. I mean, we have two small stores. We have almost 90 employees.
Wow.
90.
That's crazy.
You know, and over 30 years, 25 years, how many people have you employed? And I have kids that, you know, their parents were employed with us, and now, you know, it's like I'm seeing their kids and their grandkids.
Sure.
So tell me real quickly, what's your one favorite memory when you grew up in Prescott? What's the one thing that is a standout that you remember?
You know,
because I remember mine.
Sure. You know, I think it was just the ability to hang out with pops and do the fun things. You know, I remember, and I've still got pictures, when he was building right there the Lower Bucky's Casino. Well, that was a car dealership.
Sure.
You know, he built it. I sat on the tractor when he was using the bulldozer to level out the land. And I think, you know, that's the piece that we all is the family. You know, being able to be born and raised here, having your friends, the family, the interaction, you know, being able to stay local, going on trips. But I think it's just, you know, the family piece. And I think nowadays you mentioned family, and it's sad to hear some of the stories, what some of these older folks are going through. Some of their kids are in jail, or they're having to take care of their grandkids. And, you know, it's a tough time out there.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think this is a great program. So if I wanted to check out your good old boy, it's on your Facebook only.
It's on my personal Facebook.
It's on your personal Facebook.
I know. Until somebody wants to help me with this. I'm not that smart.
Well, the program is a good old boy, small town, big impact. I love it. I think it's a great idea, and I think it's something that, despite your thought that it's going to be a small little project, it's going to be Facebook only, I see this going to a great little book, coffee table book.
You know, wouldn't it be fun just to have the good old boys all get together sometime? And again, you know, everybody ties everything political. There's nothing political. I'm telling the story on this. You know, there's going to be people that are political, but we're not putting in it.
Oh,
we're telling their
story.
Just a few of them.
Just a few.
But no, it's going to be a fun project. You know, follow my Facebook page. Love to have you. And if you know of a good old boy, send me an IM or give me a call. You can find me pretty easy. And
your Facebook is Patrick Kirkendall?
Sure, Patrick R. Kirkendall. Pretty simple.
Hey, thanks for joining me.
You got it, brother.
I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for all you do.
Hey, my guest has been Patrick Kirkendall doing the Good Old Boy Small Town Big Impact program only on Facebook. His own
project.
Gotcha.
Low budget project.
No budget?
Low budget.
Yeah. My name's Barry. We'll see you next week on the Prescott Palette. Be sure to check out my column every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier to see who I'm talking with next. We'll see you next time on the Prescott Palette. Here's a shout out to my good friend Rukini and her crew of Allen's Flowers and More, where they've been creating beauty and delivering happiness since 1914. Located at 1095 East Gurley Street in Prescott, Allen's is your one-stop shop for all your floral and gift needs for any occasion. Weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, or to send a pick-you-up bouquet. Allen's features a wide selection of unique gifts, cards, truffles, as well as convenience of a drive-through pickup window and flower happy hour. Allen's Flowers and More, 1095 East Gurley, 445-5131, or on the web at allensflowers.com.
All you need to move ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
Let Rafter 11 cater your next special event with a selection of our prepared scones, sandwiches, salads, and bruschetta boards. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe is your one-stop shop for any event. Conveniently located at Center Court in the Prescott Valley Entertainment District. Plan an event on our spacious outdoor patio, in our relaxing dining room, or order ahead for pickup. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe, Coffee Shop, and now your party place, 928-227-2050.
You've been listening to the Prescott Palette on KQNA 1130 AM every Saturday at 12 noon. If you know someone who's doing great things, have a special event, or just got a great story, drop me a line at presspalette@gmail.com. That's P-R-E-S, palette@gmail.com, and we'll get them on the air. In the meantime, see who I'm talking to every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier and on Facebook at Prescott Palette.